is SAFM.
And this is the Enviro Show, and I'm just getting my head around this one. 650 kilometres, six mountain ranges. And our two guests, I have to say, are looking quite good on it, if ever so slightly gaunt. Despite the fact that they spent, or well, at least I think one of them spent 50 days walking the talk for the Rim of Africa. Ivan Kroonhoff is the initiator and co-founder of the Rim of Africa, and you're looking very good on it, Ivan. Thank you very much for coming in. And Jay is the National Geographic Young Explorer. And I think we need to get our heads around the backstory here. So, Jay, before we get onto you and your walk and how you got to be a National Geographic Young Explorer, Ivan, let's start with you, because you started this for the purposes of conservation of mountains, mountain culture, and mountain people. So, and you used to be in the construction business. So what happened?
What happened indeed? It's a long story, but to cut it short, I realized back in 2001 that construction was not where I wanted to be in the world, and that conservation offered a more honorable line of work for myself. So I literally ditched the construction company and started on a long journey that essentially got me into the mountains, hook or by crook. And it's a funny story. Essentially, a Sangoma threw his bones and said that I should be, I should go and walk about.
Okay.
So I did.
For real?
For real.
Okay.
And I did for a month and a half, and essentially followed most of what Jay has done, with bits and pieces missing. And I would never have believed then that it would have turned out to be the thing that it's growing into now.
Just thinking that people pay you for being in construction, they pay you for building buildings, but people don't pay you for walking mountains. Was it always mountains that you had in mind, and did you get any backing from Department of Environment or whatever?
No. Backing from my wife. Just say go. But no backing. Just went off and walked it. And it was en route that I realized that it was sitting. Being in wilderness was a fantastic place to be, to experience what the world was really about.
What were you looking for?
I was looking for a personal career change, really. To cut a long story short. And I never expected it to come out of the mountains themselves. But it was there that I realized that it was being in wilderness was the most fantastic place to consider and chew over your life's path.
And also the path of the mountains, because it's indeed. it's mountain conservation and culture and people. Yes. In what way are our mountains threatened?
Depending on what scale you refer, that question is a good question. They're threatened by us, basically, and our actions. The mountain conservation aspect of Rim of Africa is one that has come over time. It's one that's been built up by what we are seeing in the landscape. Farmers under immense pressure to produce food. They are nine times out of ten the folk that own the mountains as catchment, and are in a fantastic position to be the stewards of those mountains, and are the stewards of those mountains. But what we are now seeing is that there is potential for mountain that is in good condition, and if not in good condition, can become in good condition again, through stewardship programs run by Cape Nature. And it would be fantastic to lock mountains into proper statutory conservation. To give it good status, essentially, good conservation status.
And was it also to raise awareness? I mean, was it because I think one of the things that you do is take people into the mountains. I mean, Jay kind of did his own thing, but you have been taking groups of people into the mountains so that they too can share this experience.
Absolutely, people come on Rim of Africa for many reasons, primarily to mark something in their life a lot of the time. And it's in marking that experience that they're wanting to mark, and and putting in line with that an experience in the mountains, that all of a sudden we are conserving experience, and we're conserving it in wilderness. And it's in the marrying of those two that we believe we can start conserving mountains.
Mm.
Yeah.
And are there particular trails? I mean, there are many trails across our mountains, or are you blazing trails?
Mm.
Are you going taking paths that no man has trod before?
Sometimes.
a grin here from Jason.
Rim of Africa isn't a one sort of half a meter wide path by 650 kilometers. We like to think of it as lowlands to highlands, lowlands to the ridgelines. So essentially, we're interested in the whole mountain body, the whole mountain range, and what we walk is certainly a choice of route that we think is the most expedient way of getting through our mountains. They're rough places, and sometimes we do come across paths. And from a Cape Nature perspective, you know, we're obviously intersecting a lot of their paths that they've put in place, and finding a lot of new, well, old paths that are, you know, come out of the landscape after a fire. We find stuff that hasn't been recorded for a long time.
Interesting to hear what else you come across, because I want to get onto mountain people not to mention mountain creatures. But let's hear from you, Jay. So you walked across 650 kilometres over six mountain ranges. Which ranges were they? Can you remember?
Ooh, that's tough. I had the Cedarberg, the Hex...
Hexberg?
The...
Skurvenberg.
Oh, can't do that.
Good thing you're here.
The Hexrefierberg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Kironberg. And the Langenberg, and then the Oetenikus.
Yeah, the Langenberg is the long one.
yes, and a pretty tough one. So you started where and finished where?
Started on the Pakes Pass in the northern Cedarberg, and took a break when I reached Montague, and then from there picked up again in Montague and walked all the way to the Oetenikwa Pass outside of George. So it was a very long trip through, like Ivan said, where paths were, I took them, because I'll tell you, in the lowlands, the bush gets thick and it's crazy and you just battle for hours and hours and hours.
Were you walking alone?
Ooh, yeah, for parts of it.
I mean, they do say, don't they? Don't walk in the mountains on your own. Or maybe I'm just talking from Cape Town's experience.
My mother certainly wasn't all that happy about it. I wasn't happy about it at a point, but it was something that I really learned to love. And there is a lot of safety concerns for walking alone in the mountains, so you have to know your stuff. But it was an unexpected kind of challenge that I had to face to be able to do this.
Well, let's hear more about your challenges in just a minute, but how did you get to be doing it? I mean, you're a nice young man from near Washington, Baltimore, so how did you get to be doing this? How did you hear about it?
So I took the typical, I had a study abroad course here in 2008 to study anthropology at Towson University, and I got hooked, absolutely kind of got here and just fell in love with what I saw in Cape Town, Durban, and Johannesburg. So I convinced the tour guide to then hire me for a job, and I went Cape Town to Kenya with him in 2010, him and his family, to work on a website. And when I came back to work with him, I eventually heard about Ivan and his co-founder of the Rim of Africa, Galio Saints, and their work on the Rim of Africa, and thought it was a fantastic story that had great potential, and realized I had to walk it, and I had to try to help tell their story, and if you're going to do it, get someone to pay you to do it. So I applied for a grant called the Young Explorers Grant with National Geographic, and they provided the funding for me to come out here to do it. And it's been an incredible experience, just also tapping into local businesses and individual support to be able to make this possible.
What did National Geographic want in return? Have you been having to take pics, write stories, do a blog?
They liked my idea, which I'm going to take. I'm creating a multimedia trail journal. So it's called the Rim of Africa Multimedia Trail Journal. And I will use photos, video, audio, 360-degree interactive panoramas, whatever I can come up with on my website to write about my experience, to try to have young people, especially in South Africa, inspired by the idea of going back into our wild spaces and maybe even learn something about conservation and start living some of those values. So I want my website to be used by youth groups and local educators to be able to make that into the classroom, and they can start changing those minds.
What did you learn that that you can tell people without them necessarily having to do it? What, you know, what were the sort of the aha moments for you in terms of conservation and in whatever?
Well, respect? I've spoken to many of the farmers and listened to their concerns and their challenges, and sitting there on beautiful properties looking over mountains and just absolutely drooling about how fantastic it is to look at what South Africa holds, you know, but to realize the immense responsibility and challenges they face. There's a very spiky, nasty tree called Hakea, which I've seen all over recently in the end of my trip coming into George. And there was one mountain that I just battled through immense amounts of Hakea, and to remove that takes years and years and years and years and years, and lots of manpower and lots of resources. So I've kind of had a unique experience to see those challenges. But I've also been able to see how walking from there into Cape Natureland, just around the corner, essentially, and seeing their efforts to remove that and to monitor alien species, and the value of the work that they put into it shows. Those mountains are absolutely beautiful, and it's a completely different experience to walk through them.
I just want to know a little bit about the mountain people and the mountain culture. It just sounds so romantic. But yeah. The mountain people, you talk about farmers there, and I can imagine it must be a challenge. I mean, to stand on top of a mountain, there's a wonderful view, but it's pretty tough because it's a lonely place to be. And it's not always necessary so much you can grow on a mountain. You know,
very hard to get to as well.
Yes, it's a lonely place to be. Did you meet anybody that sort of changed your mind about the way you feel about mountains?
I actually didn't run across a single person on mountains. Oh. It was only, and that was surprising. Many of the places I was walking was on private property, which is one reason why there weren't people. But on the public trails, there wasn't all that many people out there. And I wasn't hanging around trying to find them. Mm-hmm. But it was when I talked to people off the mountain or when we arranged to meet that it really kept unfolding just the complexities of what it is to deal with being stewards to these places.
Interesting that you should use the word fold. Aren't the mountains down here, the Cape Fold Mountains? Ivan, very briefly, two things. How can people find out more? I've got your website here. If people would like to join you on one of these walks or even part of it, then I have to do the whole lot. And ultimately, whose responsibility are the mountains? I mean, you say some people own them.
Sure. Yeah, some people own them, either privately or in state-owned, municipal-owned. There are various... we're dealing with roughly 187 landowners along the entire route. A large chunk of that consists of state land or municipal land, but then the rest of it's privately owned,
And just lastly, if you walk on these mountains and you do even a part of this, pitch a tent?
It's all, yeah. So we do it in different ways.
Or hide under a hakea.
It's a section of the route can be serviced in that we can provide we can take a lot of that weight off your back, but many sections of it can't be serviced. So yeah, it's more traditional backpacking.
Well, if you find yourself ever so tempted to do such a walk right into the mountains and find yourself and find people or not people, as the case may be, do check the website. Ivan Kroonhoff, thank you very much and congratulations.
Thank you. Good luck
with your future in the mountains. And Jay, lovely. So can we check out what you've been doing on the Rim of Africa website as well?
There's links there, but I'm also available on my website.
Which is?
Which is T-Bolt Kid, like Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
TboltKid.com/Trail Journal.
TboltKid.com/Trail Journal.
Yes.
Cool.
Trail Journal.
Trail Journal. Let's get it right. We'll put that up on our Facebook page. Lovely. Thank you both very much, Jay Simpson.
Oh, absolutely.
And Ivan Kroonhoff, thank you very much. And if you would like to know more, it's www.rimofafrica.co.za. You know you are tempted. Rimofafrica.co.za.